Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. So thanks for coming to my channel. And this is about the Colombian conflict, the never-ending conflict, which goes back to perhaps 1948. There were the two parties in Colombia, Conservador y Liberal, and they more or less alternated in office. And people say, well, really, they're two sides of the same coin. That was just the oligarchy. But 1948, the Liberal Party leader, Jorge Eleuterio Gaitán, was assassinated, and that sparked off a civil war. Then there was a fear of a communist insurgency in the countryside, so the army tried to annihilate them. The liberals merged the communists to form FARC, Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarios de Colombia. Forgive me if I've mispronounced it. And anyway, they've been fighting ever since, so like over 60 years, against Autodefensas, what are they, Unidas de Colombia, the self-defense forces, which are the right-wing equivalent, and they're both narco-terrorists, both funded by drugs, because obviously the coca leaf can be produced there. And in the slightly chilly mountains, it's very South American places in the Andes, people would chew that, make them feel self-assured, speed up the heart, make them feel warmer or whatever. But, you know, they can turn it into that paste, that liquid, those crystals. Cocaine, which people can snort, and they can smoke as crack and all the rest of it. I've never ever taken it. Now, should it be legalized? Now, people say cocaine or drugs are bad for you. No shit, Sherlock. Everybody knows that. We've known that for decades, right? But that is not a sufficient argument. Remember, a lot of these drugs, cocaine and similar drugs, were only outlawed in most Western countries in the 1920s. And in that century of criminalization, drug abuse has increased exponentially. It has been the most spectacularly unsuccessful policy, the most unsuccessful policy of all time. You see how it's boomeranged on us. It couldn't have blown back possibly worse. And so clearly it hasn't worked. Is the criminal law really the right instrument to deal with people's substance abuse problems, these addictions and so forth? And what it does is to hand a vast amount of money to organized crime, which they wouldn't otherwise get. So this could be taxed, it could be regulated, it could be sold only to adults or whatever. We might limit the amounts they could get, the purity they could get. And we can never make this safe. It's always going to be harmful. Make it less dangerous. And it's what fuels the conflict, is the easiest way for people to get these drugs. You know, and if you're some peasant farmer in the Colombian mountains, if you're growing whatever ordinary crops, you'll make $1,000 a year. You grow cocaine, you make 10,000, for example. I mean, it's a no-brainer. What would you do? And so that's it. So you see the havoc is going to wreak. So and sometimes in some towns, cities, and Western countries, they've experimented is giving out for free some sort of drug substitute to the addicts, and the crime rate drops drastically. They're no longer granny bashing, breaking into houses to beat up old people to get their valuables and so on. So yes, this is very harmful for people. It causes strokes and heart attacks. It's definitely bad news. People are very, very foolish to poison their veins with that stuff. So don't think I'm in favor of drugs. I'm very definitely against. Please don't take it. If you're off it, please wean yourself off the habit. It's definitely bad news. I wish it didn't exist. I wish people wouldn't take it in the first place. But hey, I'm not going to try to control you. That's my opinion. There are others who disagree. They want to take it. I wouldn't try and stop them. I wouldn't lock them up for taking it. And if it's permissible to take it, it must be permissible to sell it. So just like alcohol. And it's not that much more harmful than alcohol. It's not that much more addictive. Some people get hooked on alcohol, try cocaine, not get addicted on that. The other way around, and so on. Some people will get hooked on cocaine, try alcohol and not like it. And there's all sorts of other drugs. So, and that's why this conflict has gone on for decades, and it has killed hundreds of thousands of people at least. That's why places like Colombia sometimes also been a failed state, much of Mexico. It spread into Panama, Peru, Ecuador. You know, there's violence on the streets of Ireland, in Spain, in the United Kingdom, the United States, and so on. It's just so fast spread so far. Okay, so how do we end this seemingly endless conflict? Wow, so many people have been killed, hundreds of thousands over the past few years, and millions of people displaced in Colombia alone. And I mean millions, as a serious percentage of the population. So drugs clearly can't be defeated. And the blindingly obvious thing to do in the Afghan conflict was to legalize opium and heroin. And yes, it's very, very bad. People, I wish they didn't take it. We cannot stop them taking it. We can reduce the amount. We can reduce just how injurious it is to their health. We could take away 90% of the revenue from these terrorists, whether in Colombia, whether in Afghanistan or whatever. And that means they can't pay their fighters. They can't purchase arms. They can't bribe people. And the conflict would be much, much more likely to come to a successful conclusion. You see places like Portugal, or is it Uruguay, where they decriminalize these things and the rate of people dying from overdoses has dropped dramatically. We can't get it down to zero. Look in North Britain, the Scottish National Party, one of their only policies I agree with is these rooms where people could take drugs under controlled situations. I'd rather they injected heroin there than they had their needle full of HIV positive blood left in the playground. And remember, in Dublin, I have seen that. Needles in parks, needles floating in public laboratory. Anyway, so that the Colombian conflict, and that's why, you know, President Trump was accusing the left-leaning president there of not going far enough to try and extirpate the drug trade. That's Gustavo Petro and so on. The United States has intervened there militarily, is threatening to invade again and so on. And it's nothing to do with them. The United States has absolutely no rights to invade there. I mean, drugs are trafficked from the United States onto other countries. Should China invade the USA because of that, for example? Should the Republic of Ireland, should we invade? And I know we don't have the military strength. But nevertheless, the drugs are often transshipped via the United States and other countries. So it's terrible what he is saying. Goodness. Anyway, so surely that is the only solution. They have tried and tried and tried everything. You see the abridgments of civil liberty in order to try and stop the drug trade, interdicting them by these warrantless wiretaps, by spying on people's financial affairs, by these no-knock search warrants where they kick open the door of the United States and burst in there, and sometimes unarmed, sometimes totally innocent people are shot dead. They're not even any drugs in the house. These incredibly long prison sentences for possession of drugs. And then what they do is they sometimes dupe people into transporting drugs or whatever. Someone who's never touched them. There's someone who's decided to, you know, cooperate with the FBI in the USA. He, she persuades another person to like transship drugs, and then that person who's never touched them before gets a massively long sentence just so the real drug dealer can get a lighter sentence. It's preposterous. You see all the public money that's spent on that, which could have been spent on whatever, on anti-drugs education, on rehabilitation, and things like that. So we have to face it that the drugs are always going to exist, even in countries like Singapore that execute people for possession of even a fairly small amount of cannabis, or Saudi Arabia. It still happens. Even if Draco of Athens is in charge, people are going to still take and abuse this stuff. I know we can limit the scale of it. And surely there comes a point where the brutality that's used against drugs is worse than the drug abuse itself. So, I mean, some people have a manageable habit, take it occasionally. Some people, it ruins their lives and they die very young from it. Okay, and that's a terrible thing. We try to stop that happening. We can't completely stop that happening. And surely that is the solution to the Colombian conflict, because, you know, just about everything has been done. Money given to the Colombian armed forces, training, you know, military equipment, stuff like that. The CIA, the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Agency of the United States, very much involved in all that. Economic aid to try and get people to diversify the economy to make their money in other ways, and it just really doesn't work. So you see how intractable it seems, and these terrorist organizations, they can make money so easily, and that's why they do it. Oh, but if they can't make money from drugs, they'll turn to something else like kidnapping. Well, kidnapping is more difficult. You've got to find the person to kidnap. You've got to keep him or her alive and move the person around. They do that anyway, and there are only so many wealthy people can pay you big ransoms. You know, online fraud, well, that's tricky to do on a large scale. That's less socially harmful than what they're doing at the moment. So surely that is the only solution. We've been here before. They've tried with alcohol, the United States in the 1920s, Muslim countries with alcohol, you know, Canada, Iceland, Norway, a lot of these Nordic countries tried at the same time. The Soviet Union tried it, and it does not work. That is, there's one lesson we've learned. History should have taught us that one. So surely that's the only solution. So we can make these things less harmful than they are presently than by legalizing. There's law enforcement against prohibition. Remember going to a talk by a Catholic priest from Glasgow who was saying this is the only way forward, and treat it like alcohol, like a social vice, something which is tolerated, which try and lead people away from, have a sensible evidence-based approach to solving the problem instead of being so Manichaean about it, so judgmental, and pursuing a policy which just doesn't work. And this has been tested to destruction for over a century. Anyway, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.